This is the WBAA Arts Spotlight. I'm Greg Kostraba. The Lafayette Citizens Band will be performing downtown at Reilly Plaza all summer with some indoor concerts as well, like they just did on Memorial Day at the Long Center. Bill Kissinger is the director of the Lafayette Citizens Band, and he's here to talk about the organization, talk about the summer concert series, the history of the organization, and more. Bill, so good to have you here.
Thank you. Delighted to be here, Greg.
Let's start way back, because the band predates Purdue.
It's been around for a very, very long time and has been pretty much continuous ever since. We are one of the oldest bands in the country. There's a few that predate us. Allentown, Pennsylvania is one of the most famous historical bands. It goes back to around the 1820s or 30s, somewhere in there. But we were a band before Stephen Foster wrote all of his great songs, which we all recognize as the forerunners of the great American popular songs.
1842.
Yes, long time. Since about 1930s, the city of Lafayette has had a band tax fund that makes funding available to make the band happen, and is the largest contributor to the band. They contribute roughly half of our budget, and the rest of it comes from donations, also from corporations and from the city of West Lafayette now as well. Since that time, the band has been in existence in the summertime, playing concerts in various locations. A lot of them happened in Columbian Park. Later on, next to the old Ayers store in Market Square Shopping Center. And then when they finally got railroad relocation all reset in Lafayette and built the Reilly Plaza, one of the unique things is that when they got the design set up for Reilly Plaza, they actually had a landscape architect render two or three different designs of suggested ways of doing Reilly Plaza, and they invited the public to come look at it. So Bill Taylor, who was the president of the band at the time, and myself went over and looked at it, and we said, look, you know, if you could build in some 4-foot risers every three or four steps on the steps going up to the depot, we could put band on there and elevate our brass section and our percussion section. And they listened. I couldn't believe it. It was fantastic. And they actually incorporated that into the design. So we feel like Reilly Plaza was designed for the Lafayette Citizens Band and for other groups that want to perform there.
How many pieces are in the band and what type of instruments do you have?
Well, it is a concert band, so it basically has all the brass, woodwind, and percussion instruments. We, at any given time, have approximately 50 players playing at Reilly Plaza on each concert. However, we actually draw from about 130 overall members in the band. So we only use a few at a time, and they take turns. People go on vacation. People are out of town and available for this, that, and the others. When we get to August, everybody is tied up. They're either on vacation or they're preparing to start up back at Purdue or restart school or whatever. And so at that time, we actually invite some outside groups to come in and do some performances at Reilly Plaza in lieu of the Lafayette Citizens Band.
Now, for people that haven't necessarily been down to Reilly Plaza for these performances, set the stage for it. You've mentioned earlier that you're all up on the steps, and then below you, there are lots of people that come and enjoy themselves.
Exactly. And of course, there are no chairs provided, so people bring their own lawn chairs. There are regulars who come to every concert, and many of them get there an hour ahead of time in order to get their particular favorite spot, because it's first come, first served when it comes to the seating. We typically have about 500 to 600 people in the audience at each of our concerts.
Now, you've just started your summer season, and there's a concert going on tomorrow night, I know. Tell us, kind of give us an overview of what's coming up for the rest of the summer.
We have Memorial Day and Labor Day, and then all the Thursday nights basically in between. The first concert after Memorial Day is a high school night where we invite outstanding high school band members and their band directors to come and sit in with the band. We love having all the high school band directors participate, and they really enjoy it as well, because the Citizens Band is a fine band. And the high school students find out that we put the entire one-hour program together in 1 2-hour rehearsal the night before. And they've never done that at high school. They spend 6 or 8 weeks putting in a program together, rehearsing every day. And all of a sudden, here is one rehearsal and a cloud of dust. We do the concert. Next week, it's all new music. So it's a unique experience for them. We have the 4th of July, which is the huge concert, 10,000 people in attendance, and, of course, the fireworks and the big draw of the 4th of July. That's a huge concert. We actually have 3 rehearsals for that one instead of our usual one. It's a much longer concert, much more detailed. And, of course, we have outside groups as well, the Purdue Summer Jazz Band and a show choir and the Stars and Stripes singers that sing with us, plus vocal soloists. So it's a huge production. This year it's going to be at Slater Center, the Performing Arts, here on the Purdue campus. Other concerts, each weekly concert is unique unto itself. We sometimes have themes. It could be anything from music around the world to some Western music, Salute to the Dance. It could be anything that sticks out to me as I put a program together.
For people that are interested in the concerts that are coming up this summer about the Lafayette Citizens Band, where should they go?
Well, it's at Reilly Plaza on Thursday evenings, June and July, when we start right on the dime at 7:30. That kind of gets the sun a little bit behind the depot so people don't have the sun in their face, and it's not quite so hot at that point of time. And yet it's light enough that we can see. It tends to get dark sometime after 8:30 when we usually conclude the concert, and so we have to time it so it's not so warm, but at the same time, we have to have light to see.
Bill Kissinger, music director of the Lafayette Citizens Band, performing all summer long, various places in Greater Lafayette, mostly down at Reilly Plaza, but the 4th of July Stars and Stripes concert is at Slater Center on the Purdue campus. It's been a real pleasure talking with you, Bill. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
For the WBAA Arts Spotlight, I'm Greg Kostroba.